our very busy Monday morning rolls on with our good friend Paul Strain. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You are excited and ready to go. I can't believe you found any time for us this week because you have a huge, huge event coming up this weekend. And I have to say it slowly because on the radio sometimes it comes out funny, but it's Harrodsburg Heritage Days, and that's coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
It's H squared.
Yes, it is.
H squared. I like that.
It's H squared.
We'll put that on the business cards next year. And how many of these have we put on the calendar already? This is what edition are we going to have here in 2016?
This is our 30th.
Wow, nice round number. That gets everybody fired up and going. And for those folks, Paul, that are new to the area or haven't been maybe listening to us, tell everybody where you're at and let us know how we can get involved on this great, great weekend.
Harrodsburg is about midway between Bloomington and Bedford. If you follow 37 down, you come to the Harrodsburg Lake Monroe exit, and you can follow the signs around to Harrodsburg. And wonderful event.
You can follow the signs and follow the traffic because we know this is a very popular.
We went last year and we had a lovely time, and I would recommend it to anybody.
And Friday is great. You give everybody an excuse to knock off the work week early. We love it.
We start our fish fry at 11 o'clock, and we have a hit and miss engine show that's going to be in our, it's free for everyone to come in. At 6 o'clock, we have Rusty Baden on stage, on our outdoor stage, and at 7:30 on Friday, the Pet Monkeys.
And how much does all that cost, Paul?
There is no charge for any of the acts. Just come. We have picnic tables. We have chairs, but if you want to bring your lawn chair, there's plenty of room. Just come down, spend the day with us. We have... In addition to our fish fry, we have a craft show going on, and there's plenty of food vendors. Always something to do.
Now, remember, when you get there, you're going to pay to eat the fish fry and pay for the vendors. We don't want to suggest it's a free event in that sense, but you don't have to buy tickets. You can see all this stuff happening. Just bring a few bucks, though, if you want to enjoy the local flavor and local color.
The food is delicious, yep. and it's just there's a little bit more than just the we want people to know there's a little bit more there than just the food fry or fry and the that's really good.
You quiet your
that
mouth
was
over there.
Really good.
Hey, do you need any help?
Don't
judging?
Get me wrong. That was really good. And the music, but I mean, there's a lot of things. There's all the arts and crafts. There was it was just a really lovely event.
Well, let's get to the important stuff. When's the pie eating? When's the pie judging contest? Do you need any more pie judges? I'll get Keith Klein on the phone. We'll have
him
a professional.
And Jim Inman.
That's exactly right. And me, I'll even volunteer for a pie judging contest. Talk about some of the great events you've got coming up, Paul, on Friday and Saturday, like Margaret mentioned. It's more than just music and a fish fry.
Oh, sure. On Saturday, we have the Grace Center is having a breakfast from 7:30 to 9:30. At 9 o'clock, our hit-and-miss engines will be going again. At 10 is our baby contest, and that is free to enter also. It's 0 to 36 months.
No, I can't judge those, though.
That's
just bring your, we just say Sunday best.
There you go.
And actually, that's free on our outdoor stage to enter. At between 11 and 5, we have a silent auction. We have a lot of vendors that have, a lot of sponsors that have donated a lot of wonderful merchandise. Too many of them for me to go through right now, but they've been very generous to us, and the proceeds from this go to help our community center. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll have our fish fry again. At 11 o'clock, the Bloomington Brass Band is on stage.
Very nice.
That'll be fun.
And when's the parade, Paul? We know that's one of the highlight pieces of the weekend.
That was really fun.
Fish fries before that so you can get loaded up and ready to go.
At 2 o'clock is our parade. Thelma Jeffries is our Grand Marshal this year. She is our Township Trustee. And looking forward to seeing her in the parade. It's also one of the parades that we're still allowed to throw candy. So kids, bring a sack and come enjoy.
It's Halloween in May. Yeah. And we love it. Yeah. Paul Strand's our guest this morning. He's in charge of Harrodsburg's Heritage Days. That's coming up this weekend now.
It's a really big parade, too.
It's a big deal, and it's big fun. And the event I want to keep mentioning to people is Friday and Saturday. Sometimes we hear the weekend, and we assume it's Saturday and Sunday, but we like the early start on Friday. That's exciting.
Yeah, and you can also go to HarrodsburgHeritageDays.org.
I'm on there right now. Great website.
Our whole schedule there. But we keep going even after the parade. We have our children's tractor pull. Monroe County Fair donates their small pedal tractors to us for the event. There again, that's free to enter. That we'll just sign up right after the parade. At 4 o'clock, Trouble and Company is on the outdoor stage. And at 7 o'clock, Jake Dodds.
Oh, great. You've got the full lineup.
Everybody,
you're going to be rocking and rolling. Now, when I come down there and I have to park, Paul, where's the easiest place to unhitch the wagon?
You will see, as you come into Harrodsburg, several signs for parking. You can either come up to the community center and off of 4th Street, there is a large parking lot. There is also one, you'll see a large monument that says, Welcome to Harrodsburg, a large parking lot behind that. And we have a shuttle service that will be running the whole time that you can, like I said, park for free, and we'll shuttle you to your car and take you back.
Free parking, free admittance,
free shuttle,
free shows, free everything.
And plenty of really good food and good music and a great parade. You can't beat this. This is a really fun event.
We'd love to have everyone come down.
Now, how many years have you been in charge of this?
I believe this is my 14th year as president.
Very nice.
15th. I kind of lose track.
You've been busy enough. That silent auction. Tell us again when that is, because that helps you guys put this on, right?
Mm-hmm. That is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday.
All right.
So you've got all day to fit that into your day. You've got all day Friday.
Right.
Knock off work early.
Head on down. There you go.
Smell that? That's fish fry. Just open your window when
and
you're heading down that way.
That's this weekend, right?
That is this weekend,
that's
Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And HarrodsburgHeritageDays.org is the website. You can find everything you need to know there. Paul, great job as always. We're excited to get to the weekend even more this weekend to check out the festival and the events. All the schedules right there, and you can see what's going on. Do you have any room left for booths or exhibitors? Anybody last
minute? Are people in the parade?
I believe, yes, there's always room for more people in the parade. If you go to the website, we have you can sign up for our booths. I believe we still have some room for booths. If you want to give us a call, we have all the numbers on the website.
And tell us that website one more time.
It is HarrodsburgHeritageDays.org.
And we'll put that on our Facebook page, too, at WGCLradio.com. You can see the maps. You can see the event listings. You can see all the food and contests and everything else. And that's what makes this a great event. The 30th edition of Harrodsburg's Heritage Days. Paul, great job as always. And I'm going to do my best to give you the best weather possible coming up on Friday and Saturday.
We appreciate it.